are live with Typhoon's very own Brian Orta. We are here at the NACUSO Network Conference. We're at Disneyland. Can you believe that?
Not a bad work day, right?
Not too shabby.
And we heard David Robinson.
Yeah. Not a bad day.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Doing well. Keeping busy.
Yeah. Sounds like it. You're all over the place.
Yeah. There's lots of things happening in the innovation world right now, so it's pretty exciting.
So what's happening? What do you want to, how's the conference going for you guys so far? What are you looking for? Can I say what you, how many more times can I say that? My gosh. Annoying. So what specifically are you looking for here that maybe you want to take back or even provide to some people?
Primarily networking.
Okay.
You know, there's so many great people in the industry, so many great things happening. So this is one of the great ways to keep track of what's going on, right? So, you know, not only credit unions, but CUSOs and on the legislative side, what changes are coming to help credit unions fight the good fight. So we love coming to these events and keeping up with that.
Right on. And speaking of coming up with stuff here, are your members on the bleeding edge of innovation? Please expand on this thought, sir.
Well, it's really an interesting conversation. We talk to a lot of credit unions. By and large, credit unions self-identify as fast followers, which I don't think is a bold statement, right? A lot of credit unions really self-identify that way. But what does that mean as a fast follower, right? If you look at just consumable technology in general, you look at a home computer or PC, it took about 30 years to get general adoption. You look at smartphones. You talk to any credit union about mobile banking, right? And they go, of course, absolutely. It's a very important part of your life. And it took smartphones about 10, 11 years to get mass adoption. So 10 years compared to 30 with the PC. You look at now the next things that are coming out. And the moment you hear about them, they already have mass adoption.
Are we talking Moore's Law, that type of stuff, where things are compounding in a shorter span of time?
Exactly. I mean, if not already, we all became aware of what an Amazon Echo was around the holiday season.
Very quickly, yes.
Yeah, all the commercials and everyone's jumping in and trying to do things. And, of course, AI and artificial intelligence is big buzzword. But you might be surprised if I told you that there was 40 million of those devices out already, right?
Mildly surprised, yeah. We have two of them in our house, and we just got them within the last year, so we're right there with everybody else.
Yeah. So 40 million was the number before the holiday shopping season.
Oh, before, okay.
They sold another 40 million during the holiday shopping season.
Oh my gosh.
So when you talk about mass adoption at crazy rates, I mean, it just happens, right? And it's different than what you even see from smartphones, right? A smartphone, unsubsidized, like the iPhone X, that's $1,000. Right, you can get an Echo Dot for 30, and the adoption of how to use it and how to grow with it, it's even much easier than a smartphone, which is much easier than a PC, right? So you look at from a demographics perspective. My grandma's an example. She kept her flip phone until Verizon finally said, "Enough, we're not supporting this device anymore. Get something else, more modern."
It works. Why should I change it?
And it was easy. It was numbers, send, and that's it. Now we've got screens and thumbprints and all this stuff, and so she got force kicking and screaming. But, you know, that same person in her kitchen can say, "Alexa, remind me at 2 p.m. to take my pills." There's no learning curve.
Right.
As humans, we just learn to communicate verbally. So this really leverages that. So the technology is really transparent, right? Smartphones are cool, but they're not the easiest thing to learn. But once you learn it, it's intuitive, right? Speaking, we're born that way.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we're pretty excited by some things that are happening in the space.
So what's the credit union connection here is that consumers are getting more and more savvy, and they have to kind of, credit unions have to kind of keep up with that savviness. Is that what we're kind of the bottom line here?
Yeah. So, you know, as a fast follower, if you're a credit union that self-identifies that way, you already need to be looking at voice banking, right? How can your credit union interact with your members in a way that is more natural to them than even mobile banking? In a device that they already have in their kitchen, right? So can that little device for $30, that there's 80 million of them, can you enable those to be a member service rep in the kitchen or a branch, right? It's that simple.
Well, there's also Google Home and then Apple, what's their? The HomePod, that's coming too, so.
Yeah, and Microsoft has a platform and Samsung has a platform.
Yeah, they all
do. But there's going to be the category leaders just like anything else.
Right.
So, yeah, the main message is you got to start looking because consumers are expecting it.
And if you don't,
it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, we actually have jokes internally you talk about Amazon as a company, right? Anybody can argue that they're an innovation company, right? They do really cool things, they're always on the forefront, but nobody has an Amazon phone, right? They took a little bit too long to get into that space, and by that point, the winners and losers were already decided, and they were out. But they missed it, but they're still an innovation company, right?
So, well, they made up for it with Echo and...
They sure did, yeah. So, you know, there's a lesson to be learned there, maybe. If you take too long, you might find yourself on the outside of the marketplace too long.
Yeah, there was some other company that just kind of abandoned their phone as well. I can't remember. Oh, I think it's the Google Pixel. I think they're abandoning that. I think Microsoft abandoned their phone as well because they got in too late.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right. And
the
so
winners are already picked.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the message here, if you get in late...
Too late can be detrimental.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. So how do we keep up with this stuff? Because obviously it's no secret that that credit unions are a bit on the conservative side.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, you want to make sure things are proven before you jump in all the way. But there's the other side of the fence where you got to kind of do these, you got to take a few risks here and there. So
Yeah. You know, there's some thought leaders in the credit union space already that are doing some sort of incubation lab, trying out new ideas. From a philosophy perspective, it's important just to know that you can take some chances and not win all of them.
Right, that's okay. Yeah.
Right. It's only a failure if you don't lose something.
Yeah, that's your point with
learn something.
That's your point with Amazon. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, try some things, even if it's just internally. We've had credit unions that have said, "Hey, can you give us something we can just play around with just in the break room or just during a board meeting?" And we love doing stuff like that. And there's plenty of providers out there that will do that, facilitate some playing around, if you will, with some new technologies. That's a great way to start.
Yeah, like Mountain America, they have the iVerifies. You can get into your account by just having it look at your eyes, your phone look at your eye, and you just blink, and then you're in. Or there's First Tech Federal Credit Union. They're doing like a MasterCard selfie pay. So those are some examples of like trying stuff, you know?
Yeah, take a risk, you know, give it a shot. You know, some credit unions can afford from a budget side and some can't, but there's always ways to try something new. It doesn't always have to cost money, take a lot of hours of your life. So, but that's the encouraging word is give it a shot.
Okay. Very cool.
I think it's a great message to end on. Brian, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Well done.